92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Every year, I tell you guys about Congress reviewing some new bill regarding the ongoing stupidity of changing our clocks by an hour every spring and fall. And oh, look, this year is no different. Ideally, we change to daylight time and stay there. And many people have justified that by saying the change of time twice a year really messes with people for a day or two. But then, of course, we do get over it and everything's fine again. This year, we've got something new. The Daylight Act of 2026 was introduced by a Republican Florida representative named Greg Stube. His proposal was a 30-minute clock change, basically meeting in the middle, and then we'd leave it that way. And I gotta say, I'd be fine with that. Anything that puts an end to this activity that people say was done to benefit farmers decades ago is a good thing. Nobody seems to feel changing the clocks is still relevant. I'd rather have the afternoon daylight than bright mornings. But here's the problem, changing the clocks by only half an hour. That would put us half an hour out of sync with pretty much every other country around the world, and I can't see anything good coming from that. At this point, it's too late to make it happen. In fact, I don't think it's ever going to happen, because someone always has a reason to block these things.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet. From 92.9 WBPM.